Now, if you're a fan of true crime, Killjoy is a new podcast with a twist. It's currently playing on Fridays on RNZ's Nights, and the series follows Amy Upright, a plucky journalist from Chicago who comes to New Zealand to investigate the murder of former beauty queen Joy Ford. Laura Robinson is the co-writer and co-director of Killjoy, and she joins us now in the Wellington studio. Kia ora, Laura.
Hello.
Well done.
Thank you.
What a great achievement. I've heard a bit of it. It's very funny.
Yeah, I've heard it's funny too from my parents and their friends, which is great.
Well, you know, parents have to say that, but, you know, I don't owe you anything. Well
yeah,
done. what makes Killjoy different to a traditional true crime podcast?
Because it's entirely scripted and fake news.
Right. And what appealed about that concept to you?
I think we just wanted to poke a little bit of fun at the true crime process. True crime is incredibly popular. I am a true crime fan, but it kind of got to the point where I would corner people at parties and ask them if they'd seen or listened to the latest true crime. And it was getting to the point where I think it was a little bit ridiculous. And so
yeah.
I kind of had to take a step back and almost parody myself.
So tell us about the premise of this one.
So Amy Upright is a Chicago journalist who's played by me, and she comes to a fictional...
Oh, is that you?
Yeah.
Gee, great American accent.
Thank you very much. It's actually very calming being on the radio with my natural New Zealand accent.
Yeah, you sound just like Sarah Koenig, the host of Serial, who I'm sure was an influence on this.
Yes, she absolutely was, yeah. No, that's a huge compliment. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, it was trying to figure out the perfect amount of vocal fry to make it listenable and also not irritating. So, yeah.
Let's have a listen. So to give people an idea what it's all about, we'll play this first cut. And I think this will give you a good sense of Killjoy. Here it comes.
For us to fully understand the events of what happened on June 15th, 1987, we have to go right back to June 15th, 1987. At 5:30 p.m., 32-year-old Joy Ford shops for groceries at what they call a Foursquare. It's sort of like a small, expensive version of a supermarket. She buys a can of pumpkin soup, 2 bread rolls, 4 cartons of clove cigarettes, and 3 boxes of the Widow's Estate 1982 Cabernet Blend. She asks the cashier why the wine is so cheap. He says that it's reduced to clear and that it's very old. She purchases another 3 boxes.
She'd host these mulled wine evenings.
This is Joy's husband, Gary.
And honestly, you cannot taste the difference. You know, when you add sugar, cinnamons, raisins, cloves, Cinzano Bianco.
Is that a traditional New Zealand drink?
Mulled wine?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say so.
It's very good, Laura.
Oh, thank you.
How did you put the script together?
Patrick Hun, who is a good friend of mine and a wonderful writer, who's based in Melbourne, and I just kind of started brainstorming and writing together, and we would take turns at, you know, coming up with fake ads and kind of developing how the story could go.
There's something about the style too, the breaking off of the narrative, the forensic sort of listing of really dull items,
yeah,
and the mix of recorded voice and narrative. You've got exactly right. Was it just the two of you, or when it came to the production, did you take some advice on that as well?
Yeah, we were very fortunate to have a wonderful team of people. Our sound editor and sound composer, music composer, is Oliver Devlin, who's in the band Hans Puckett.
Great.
And he really did a wonderful job with composing and creating an incredible kind of world of true crime, and yeah, kind of using those tropes of podcast music. But I mean, I really love the music. It's actually like kind of one of my favorite things about the whole podcast. So yeah.
Any chance people won't get the joke?
There have been a couple of people who have Googled Sharon's Valley to see if it's a real town. And if you do take a look on iTunes, you can see some people that have not quite understood that it's a joke because we pitched it as a true crime, which is absolutely fair enough.
It's so close to real, and I guess if you were an American listening, you might just think, well, these are just quirky New Zealand things, right?
Yeah.
Sharon's Valley, and what was that wine brand? Widow's Winery or something?
Yeah, Widow's Estate.
Widow's Estate, yeah, that's perfect. Oh, cool. How long has it been out there for?
It's been out since September. It came out on 27th of September, and it kind of debuted on Nights with Brian Crump.
And forgive my ignorance, is it an internal RNZ podcast or just one that you've pitched to the station?
So it's funded by the Innovation Fund.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, you've also created, I understand, fake ads. Can you tell us about what the story is behind this?
Yeah, so if you're a podcast listener, you're probably used to having to sit through very lengthy ads of like meal subscriptions or, you know, home delivery mattress services. And so Patrick Hunt and I, the other writer, sat down and kind of tried to create these really, really terrifying products and pitch them with like podcast music and kind of like a podcast ambience. But, you know, some people kind of go, wow, that's actually quite a cool product. I'd actually be kind of into, you know, purchasing that, which is pretty funny.
I think we've got one here. Let's have a listen to one of these fake ads.
If you're just tuning in, you've caught me in the middle of something. Ordering myself a cup of coffee. But not just any coffee. And for the price of a coffee each day, get a coffee each day with Coffee Each Day. Each day, you'll receive a coffee for the same price as a regular coffee. Go to cupofcoffee.org to buy a coffee that is guaranteed to cost the same amount each time. Use offer code FLUID and nothing will happen. Because you're wanting a coffee that's the same price as a regular cup of coffee. Cupofcoffee.org reserves the right to change the price of a cup of coffee without notice.
Isn't that so true about those mail order things as well? You're like, why am I buying this online? This is actually no difference to doing it down at a shop. Any other sort of little Easter eggs in the podcast that people should listen out for?
Ooh, Easter eggs. There's nothing I get that really comes to mind.
You've created your own world sort of outside the podcast too, right?
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Creating our own world.
Well, haven't you created a Twitter account for for the journalist?
Yes. So on social media, we created Amy Upright's Twitter account where she kind of, you know, posted about like everyday things, about, you know, giving intermittent fasting a try. And she posted one tweet about RNZ being a college radio station, which a couple of really kind New Zealanders told her that she was a little bit wrong about that. So, yeah, we also had this fake survey, which was advertised in one of the earlier episodes, that people could go and fill out. And so that was really interesting, kind of discovering what our audience is like. And we kind of discovered that our audience also have a really great sense of humour, and it's very dry as well.
I love this feedback you got from one listener. Appallingly overdramatic narration. About 3 minutes explaining how a key in a lock opens a door.
Yeah.
Oh, I have to listen to that one. What episode's that in?
I believe it's episode 2.
Okay, I'll see if I can find it. Well done. Nice to meet you.
Thank you, Jesse.
Laura Robinson, co-writer, co-creator and voice of the podcast Killjoy. And you can find it in the usual places, including on Friday nights with Brian Crump on Nights.